with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Vicki Goldberg tells us how the photographic image has changed our lives in her book, The Power of Photography. It all began with a device invented in 1839 by a man named Daguerre.
The daguerreotype was a unique photograph, and only so many people could see it. How many people can see one photograph that cannot be reproduced? It's not until the late 1850s when you get mass reproduced photographs, and when you get photographs reproduced in woodblock prints in newspapers, that a photograph reaches a large enough audience to make a decisive difference.
Vicki Goldberg notes that it wasn't until the invention of halftones that photographs could be reproduced in books and magazines.
The halftone, which is what we have in our newspapers today, doesn't come into use really until about 1890. It's invented slightly before that.
The first book to include halftone prints was How the Other Half Lives by Jacob Riis in 1890, a book with a social message.
And helps to lead to tenement reform law because people could see for the first time how the poor lived.
Then there was x-ray photography.
Nobody had ever seen their own arm bones or their own hand bones before, and there they were in the newspaper.
And time study photography, the idea of Frank Gilbreth.
What he did was to take consecutive photographs of the best workers. So later he took movies and slowed them down to single frames, and to then teach the other workers to imitate those motions.
Major advances were still to come for the photographic image, as Vicki Goldberg tells us in The Power of Photography, published by Abbeville Press. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The year 1878 saw a milestone in the history of photography, a classic photographic study of a running horse.
Edward Muybridge rigged up a set of cameras that were fast enough to stop a horse in motion, and he proved that the horse did indeed have all four legs off the ground.
That's Vicki Goldberg, author of The Power of Photography, who says people used to believe that a running horse had its legs extended fore and aft like a rocking horse. Still motion photography forced the art world to reassess the way the running horse was depicted.
And there was a big debate among artists about whether they should depict it the way it was, truthfully, or the way it looked.
As photography caught on in the 19th century, the stereograph was invented. It was a device to look at photographs in three dimensions.
I think that is the precursor of television, because everybody sat around at the same time and saw the same scene. They just saw it serially.
Vicki Goldberg says that as early as 1839, the police in Europe started taking mugshots of criminals, but not successfully because of the lack of standardization.
And it was not till the 1870s that a man named Bertillon in France standardized that, said you had to take a full face, you had to take a profile, and he also began to classify criminals by their noses, eyes, and mouths so you could retrieve them in the files.
Abbeville Press published Vicki Goldberg's illuminating book, The Power of Photography, How Photographs Changed Our Lives. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The author of The Power of Photography, Vicki Goldberg, says the Civil War changed the idea of what war was like.
Most of the Civil War photographs are of fields where somebody died, fields of battle, houses where a major engagement took place, pictures of the soldiers themselves, and those terrifying pictures of dead soldiers, which no one had ever seen before in history.
Goldberg believes the Civil War launched the era of reporting news as it happened.
You could get reports of back in as little as 24 hours from that war. You could get photographs into a gallery within a month. It's unheard of that speed could have happened at that time.
The military censored photography in the First World War.
The censorship was so strong that the pictures of trench warfare and mass death and many of the horrors that occurred there did not come out until long after the war.
Censorship prevailed during the Second World War as well, but in 1943, the government thought the home front was too complacent and allowed the publication of a photograph of dead Americans on a beach.
The administration seems to have been right that understanding the cost to people of their sons and their husbands and their fathers did make a difference to Americans, that keeping all that horror out of their lives was not the best way to go about it.
The photograph in wartime is just part of Vicki Goldberg's The Power of Photography, published by Abbeville Press. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some photographs are more than photographs. They've become icons. Vicki Goldberg is the author of The Power of Photography.
All of us know the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima. All of us know the picture of the atom bomb. Almost everybody knows this picture of the migrant mother with her hand to her mouth and the sleeping baby and the two children behind her shoulders.
Those are icons. Goldberg says that photographs have replaced myths and monuments.
It used to be that your general was commemorated with a bronze statue astride a horse in a square. Now we have got a picture of General MacArthur wading ashore.
Fame is a reputation gained for solid achievement. Celebrity is achieved simply by being famous. Goldberg says the photograph is the foundation of celebrity.
Madonna is a prime celebrity because she's an image in some way.
The powerful photographic image of Clark Gable in the 1934 film It Happened One Night had economic repercussions.
When he took off his shirt, he was not wearing an undershirt. All men at that time in America wore undershirts. It was just the fashion. But when they realized that this wonderful, handsome star didn't wear an undershirt, they stopped.
It said undershirt sales dropped 75% in 1934. The Power of Photography, that's the title of Vicki Goldberg's important book, published by Abbeville Press. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The invention of the 35mm camera in 1925 launched a new era of news photography. Vicki Goldberg is the author of The Power of Photography.
You got faster film, you could get fast action shots, you could get them in available light, you could get them on the scene.
But television has virtually displaced still photography.
That has been the allure of news. That has been the allure of the photograph, that you are present there even though you are removed in some way.
Goldberg says new technology means new ethical concerns about photography.
With the potential for putting a photograph onto a computer and fiddling with the pixels so that you can take out a gun or put in an extra person with great ease and no one will ever know the difference, there is another issue of whether you're going to believe a photograph.
Photography will always be with us in some form.
The primary source of news is now the most immediate, which is television. If you heard that there was a great crisis of some sort, another assassination, you wouldn't wait till the paper came out next morning. You'd turn to your television.
But Goldberg notes that still photographs will always have a place.
Since still photographs are much more readily remembered than moving images are, you would turn to the newspaper or to the magazines, and you could clip that, and you could keep that, which you can't do so readily with a tape.
Vicki Goldberg, Abbeville Press, published The Power of Photography, How Photographs Changed Our Lives. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.